Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 13th anniversary of Leslie Kossoff's membership in our Brain Trust. Leslie, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
13 years. You, and you know what the 13-year anniversary gift is?
What?
An email.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
And you, well, you've already gotten it. We gave it to you Friday.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoyed your anniversary present. Thank you, Leslie, for 13 great years. Let's do 13 more.
I'll be happy to, Jim.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Executive Field Guides. She's the author of Executive Thinking, still one of my favorite books in the world. Kossoff.com, KOSSOFF.com is her website. Mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're talking about women in the marketplace, how women treat other women. In the previous segment, we talked about the experience that women seem to have coming up in the corporate environment and the apparent lack of women being willing to mentor other women. Lois Geller, who was just on the show, she knew you and I were going to talk about this. She said her experience in you know, many decades in the marketplace was that she never had a woman mentor. And the worst bosses she ever had were women bosses, and she had men mentors, but not women mentors. But you've identified someone who's trying to turn that around, haven't you?
Yes, and it's very interesting because we're seeing such an upsurge in the discussion about all of this women in the workplace right now, in part because of the role that Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer of Facebook, has taken on in the last few years, because it's being treated as if it's something new, but it actually began, I think, a couple of years ago when she gave the commencement address at Barnard College and started talking about women leaning in and different ways that women, specific things that women could do in their personal and their professional lives to take greater leadership roles. And what immediately happened was a pushback against it. And now, because she's taken that commencement address, she subsequently did a TED talk. All of this is available online. And in fact, if you go to my website, my article has links to all of these various resources, because I've just recently written about this dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
What she's now done, and you know, God bless her. Seriously, speaking as someone who's been dealing with this for decades, God bless her for this. She has taken the concepts and the tools that she has identified, developed, applied for herself, misapplied and gone wrong, fixed for herself, and helped other women to learn about and apply into a book, Lean In, which comes out in just a week. And at the same time, she's also established a nonprofit foundation called the Lean In Foundation with a curriculum, a structured curriculum to teach women and, you know, and even younger girls. It spans the ages, the skills and the tools needed, not to be cutthroat, not to undermine, but actually to be able to present yourself and to have so much greater faith and strength in yourself and in your own skills that you don't fall into.
I don't want to sound like I'm pushing back on you at all.
Go ahead.
But I do have to say, though, that the problem is not mechanical. The problem is not practical. And I hope that, and I think you were getting to that a little bit, and I hope you'll flesh that out a little bit more. The problem is not that women don't know, you know, they don't know the steps to take, or they don't know the mechanical, the application mentorship. The problem is what you talked about in the first segment. It's primordial. It's societal. It's hormonal. And when I say hormonal, I'm not talking about just women hormones. I'm talking about men too. I mean, you know, it's the difference in the hormones between and it's the difference between men and women. Vive la différence, as your French friends would say.
There is no reason why we cannot. True, and I end up sounding almost like a tagline of some kind, but there's no reason why we can't find strength in our differences. But the problem for women is that those differences that you're talking about are the ones that end up being utilized by men and women both, societally and otherwise, in order to undermine. So, you are correct. Women are working within a system and a structure that work against them. Do changes need to be made? Absolutely. But in order for those changes to be made, we need women to be able to, what I always referred to as stepping up to themselves, what she refers to as leaning in,
mm-hmm.
as a means
she
be, of...
She meaning Sheryl
taking,
Sandberg.
She being Sheryl, yeah. Sheryl Sandberg,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
to take on the positions and those positive role models. The fact is, you know, this whole issue of mentorship and sponsorship and the rest,
right.
because this is a whole other discussion that we can get into, because in Sheryl's book, and again, this is something I've thought for a long time and I agree with, you don't need to be a mentor, you need to be a success, or you don't need a mentor, you need to be a success unto yourself
right.
first.
Well said. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. We're going to talk about this mentorship thing again. And I want to say that I'm glad that the focus of this is not just on men holding women back. I'm glad that we've expanded the focus of this into what's, you know, a more accurate examination. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.